Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is the FCB Podcast Network.
What's going on? It's your man Jeff Brown, and we have none other than the legendary Enoch King in the cyber studio doing his thing, and he is one of the co-stars in the upcoming biopic, The True Story, which is highly anticipated, that will be premiering this weekend, called Till, Following the Life and Death of Emmett Till and my brother Enoch King, all the way from the Big A, the ATL, is in the cyber studio with yours truly. Enoch, what's good, baby?
Man, I can't even call it, man. What's up, Cleveland, Ohio, you know?
Yeah, what's the weather like down there, man?
It's Atlanta, so it was warm early. I'm gonna walk outside and I'm gonna need a big old coat in a minute. So you know,
Yeah, okay. It's about 76 degrees right now up here in Cleveland. So we hey, listen, it's still summer for us, bro. Cause what I'm telling you, when old man winter kick in, it's over with, man. We'll be listen, bundled up.
Yeah, absolutely. It's scary, but it's true.
Yeah, right. Man, let me jump right into this. So you, man, you have a phenomenal career where you actually have made a name for yourself in theater.
Yes, sir.
What was your biggest role in theater? And looking at theater, making a transition to the big film, was there any big difference or challenge, you know what I mean, doing that?
Yeah, I asked the second question first. Really, it was me learning a couple of things. One, the camera catches so much, so you don't have to be as big as you normally are. And when I first started transitioning into film and TV, most of the notes I got were like, bring it down. You can bring it down. And just learning that and learning how much you can convey with just a look on your face, with just your eyes, with just a stillness. It was really great because then I was able to actually incorporate that into my theater work as well. And so I was able to, you know, hone in on that stillness a bit more to another level. So that was really helpful. Big roles. I got an opportunity to do Miss Evers Boys with True Colors, Kenny Leon's True Colors Theater Company down here. And it was with Jasmine Guy, T.C. Carson, Roger Mitchell. And I got a chance to be on stage with people that I've always admired for their art and for what they bring. And I got to learn so much and I got to build some great friendships. And it just kind of helped me to recognize that what I've been working for really since I was 18, there's a place for it. There's a place for me in the arts industry, in the entertainment industry. So that was really helpful.
That's dope, man, when you think about it, man. And, you know, as time evolved, we look at 2022, man, you know, acting and just theater itself has really made its way and has really made a great impact on the entertainment industry. When you look at this phenomenal movie that's getting ready to come out, and you were a part of it, man, what was moving about the movie as you, you know, played the role you're playing, but also, you know, just understanding the movement itself? What was moving to you? What touched you the most?
This movie is so in alignment with my own personal theater experience. I actually played Emmett Till in a show called Ann and Emmett. It was an imaginary conversation between Anne Frank and Emmett Till. And so I've known about Emmett. I learned about Emmett Till a long time ago when I was in high school with my youth theater company that I was in. And I learned so much more just stepping into that role. I learned so much more about the person that he was. I knew about the tragedy of his murder, but to learn how fun he was, how funny he was, how silly he was, and just how much life he had, that makes it all the more tragic that something as hatred can just kind of take away somebody so beautiful, somebody so just fun and full of life. And so the movie, to be able to step into it from a different perspective, being, you know, playing the role that I was, that I'm playing, it was a bit surreal. It was a bit surreal, but it kind of lined up. I respect that story so much. And I think it does need to be told and really understood and understand how much of a catapult and a catalyst his murder was in helping get the civil rights movement moving.
Yeah. When you look at, fast forwarding now, when we look at the challenges with voter suppression and all the different things that we're dealing with, you know, right now there were some reports that came out that early voting has surged because we look at the challenges with democracy. My question to you, how do we, those of us that have a voice, you know, I consider you having a voice, you use your platform, I use my platform as a syndicated radio and podcast host, right? How do we motivate our people to get more engaged in voting, understanding, hey, you know what? This Emmett Till story is real. Look at Martin Luther King. Look at those that have fought so we can vote. Even though I understand that sometimes our community feel like the system doesn't work, but we still live in the system. So we still have to do what's necessary within the system to make it work for us.
Absolutely.
How would you motivate people, our people, those in your community and at large to engage so we can learn from the lessons of Emmett Till and those that have been martyred and murdered through hate and through bigotry and through suppression and just the history that has been ugly. But now we have an opportunity as a community to speak out and use our voice at the ballot box. What would you say to someone that's discouraged about voting?
I've encountered people who are discouraged, and I like having conversations and understanding why. And let's have a full-fledged, honest conversation all around. I think it's real easy to get so discouraged that you want to not continue. But I mean, the life and the space that I live in and that we live in as entertainers, as artists, deals with feeling like you're not valued, that you, that your voice is not heard. But we are a testament that if you continue to push and to continue to find your voice and let your voice be heard, then they have no choice but to hear it. And I think it's just understanding that. And I think we were seeing it, especially with these early voting, just the high number of early voters that are coming out. I think people are really recognizing now more than ever that it really is a very trying and feasibly dangerous time in this moment. And if you have an opportunity to make a difference, understanding how important it is. And I think people recognizing and seeing that there is voter suppression, people are understanding now more than ever. It's like, oh, if there's voter suppression, that means that my vote does matter. Because otherwise, why would you be trying to suppress it? And so I think that's why you get a large influx of numbers of people trying to get this early vote in, because all the stuff that's been happening in this past year, people are like, yo, nah, bruh, can't even do it. Yeah, because I'm getting to my early vote in this week. I ain't playing around.
Right. That's good, man. Let's talk a little bit about your character.
Yes, sir.
You know, these interviews are not long-lived, they're short-lived, but we definitely, you know, want to make sure you come back and hang out with us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Talk a little bit about your character and the role that you're playing, because you do play a major part in the movie as well. So talk to you a little bit about that.
Yeah, my role, the role I play is a man named Johnny B. Washington. And without giving a lot away, but Johnny B. Washington was one of the men allegedly implemented in the abduction of Emmett. There was a lot of speculation. People knew about Milam and Bryant and taking Emmett that night, but there was also speculation and people and witnesses saying that there were two to three Black men involved as well, who helped carry that out as well. And so stepping into that role and finding out about that, it is a bit jarring, you know. And there are moments, even though it's not, the movie is shown in such a way not to show the violence and the trauma of what happened to Emmett, but it was still moments at night when we were filming certain scenes where you could just feel the energy of the space. It was a stillness to it, because this, even though we're filming, even though everybody is safe, there is something that comes around, you know, there's an energy that needs to be there in order to convey the truth. And it was a wild experience. It was amazing. And I was jarred a lot of times. There were a lot of times with certain scenes when I know me and my castmate, you know, they would say cut, and he would just take a second. He'd be like, yo, I just need a second. And he just walked and just step away, because it's so much. Yeah. And we know the story. And even now I'm getting emotional, because it's like, explaining how terrible it was. How horrible it was, and to be an experience on this other side of it, to be a part of it, to be implicated in it, you know. I was grateful for the experience, but also, you know, taken aback that there were people that looked like us that were involved as well.
Damn, that's deep. Listen, man, first of all, man, big shout out to you and all the success you have. And God has been blessing you with, man. Like I say, all good things must come to an end, man. How can people follow you, connect with you, and also make sure you drop all the information as it relates to Teal dropping this weekend as well?
Yeah. I follow me on IG, Enoch A. King, Facebook, Enoch Armando King. It's just everything, pretty much everything's just my name. I try to keep it simple. I had some dashes and dots in it, but it was just a bit too much.
Yeah, got you.
Yeah.
And Till drops this weekend. Correct.
Yeah, it don't, in all theaters, it opens up this weekend, this Friday. I've heard a lot of people, who have seen some of the premieres, who've seen some of the screenings. People have been posting on my page and other people's pages that were involved. It was a lot of Atlanta people out there, and they were like, yo, this is an absolutely amazing movie. And Danielle Detweiler, who I've known for a long time, she did a phenomenal performance, man. Absolutely heartbreaking and empowering.
Wow, that's man, it's deep, man. Well, listen, brother, we pray God's blessings on your life.
Thank you, man. Same to you, brother.
And continued success to you. Hey, y'all, listen, my man, Enoch A. King in the building doing this thing. And listen, make sure you guys check him out this weekend for the highly acclaimed and highly anticipated movie, Till. Make sure you guys go subscribe right now, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to this wonderful show on your favorite listening device. Let's go!
This has been a presentation of the FCB Podcast Network, where real talk lives. Visit us online at fcbpodcasts.com.